Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chronicle. I'm your host, Karan. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Chronicle. I'm so happy to be back and have so much in store for you. I have some new interviews, some new topics to explore. There's still going to be a lot of that randomness from the last time, but I will put a little bit more of a focus on mental health and wellness and those sort of things. But this episode will be more of a update episode since it's been about a year since I've put another episode out, or since I put my last episode out. And so I'll talk a little bit more about what's been going on for me for the last year. All right, so it has been a pretty eventful year for me. I don't even know where to begin, honestly. So let's see, where I left off last time, I believe it was that I was getting skin removal surgery done. So that was a success for me. Feels great to feel a little more comfortable for myself. But what happened prior to that too was I made the decision to leave my full-time, quote-unquote, corporate job and go into private practice, therapy full-time, as well as being an adjunct professor. So I started that back in August of September of last year. And so that's been really nice. I really like teaching and just like seeing, or not seeing, but giving people, the students more knowledge, you know? And so it's been a really good moments to see students flourish. And I like supervised a couple of people, while I was doing that, like giving clinical supervision, which was really nice. So seeing that transformation from their first or second, semester into that, like being at the end of that first year of their program. And so that has been really nice. I did take a semester off this semester, just to try to center myself a little bit and get myself together. But I'll be starting back up with teaching again next fall. So in January, I'll be teaching again, which is really nice. And being in private practice full time, I mean, it has its ups and its downs, but it has been so beneficial for me, so good for my mental health. And now I have a little bit more time sometimes, but not having to be confined to that every day of you have to be here from 9 to 5, 7 to 3, whatever. I can make my own schedule, which is really nice. So I started off with working in a group practice. I'm still there, still seeing people at this group practice. But I also decided I wanted to open my own practice. And so I started this back in March or April. I think it was March of this year. And that's also been really great. My practice is called Let's Talk Solutions. And I want to thank my best friend for that name. She was very helpful in me getting that name. That the LLC process though was brutal. I think it took almost 3 months just to get the LLC approved. So I started that back in January. Didn't get approved until like mid to late March. And so, yeah, one thing that I would say is, like, if you have ever wanted to go out on some venture, some business thing for yourself, or even with others, do it. This, I will say, this was such a great decision for me, and I'm very happy that I did it. Being a business owner can be a lot of work, but as I was saying earlier, I love that autonomy that I have to make my own schedule. I love what I do in general as well. So that's been really nice. And I love just being able to help people that are really, really, truly needing that help. I will still say there is some uncertainty and anxiety that arises, but I have been feeling such peace being able to have this experience and being able to do these things that I have always wanted to do. Well, maybe, I guess I would say I've always wanted to own my own practice. I did not think that it would be at this point in my life that I would have my own practice, though. So I am very grateful for this opportunity that I have been given. And yeah, it's been such a good journey for me. And let's see, what else has happened? So, how I got to this point of being able to open my own practice, I finally passed my licensed clinical social work exam. So back in November of 2021, yes, I took the exam and passed it. And that feels amazing too. I'm so glad that I was able to get that done. It's a interesting exam. But I made it work. I made it happen, and it was fantastic. And because of that, as I said, I was able to open my own practice, and now I can also do, well, I could always do clinical supervision, but I feel more compelled, more likely to be able to do that, more comfortable, I should say, to be able to do that. And so that's been nice as well. So yeah, I offer clinical supervision to any social workers, any licensed professional counselors, marriage and family therapists that need supervision, need someone to talk to about cases, or they need the hours towards their licensure exams as well. So yeah, that's a big part of what's been going on for me lately. And also, since all of this stuff has happened in the past couple of months, I have been in the process of finishing up my doctoral program. So I'm currently in my last quarter. As of this episode posting, I will actually be done with instruction, and I am so excited. These last couple of quarters have just been absolutely insane for me, trying to juggle work and school and having a social life and things like that. But I am so very glad that this instruction is over, and then I'll be starting my capstone or dissertation, whichever one you want to call it, in January, which I am super excited about, because my topic, I'm super passionate about this topic. And so I will be studying things around like self-reflective practices and techniques of social workers, especially when they're working with LGBTQ plus individuals, and how we can increase those practices to address any sort of personal biases. So I think that's a big issue that comes up. And so this should be a good topic to study. I've been getting a lot of good feedback from people, like students, my colleagues at in classes, my professors. So I'm very excited. I am looking forward to actually starting that. Once I am done with this, once I complete all of that, I have everything written up, that gets approved, all of those sort of things, I should be able to graduate by the end of next year. So by December of 2023, which I am very much looking for. I am so done with school. I love learning stuff, but I am absolutely done with school. And so after this, I will be hibernating for quite some time after I graduate, because this has been a very long, I think what I started in 2020, so July of 2020, so by the end of next year, it'll be about 3 years that I've been in this. So I am so very, very, very excited to be done and not have to worry about any more schooling. Obviously, as a social worker, I do have to continue to do continuing education, but that is not nearly as tedious as being in school at this point. So I'm very, very, very excited about that. So pretty soon, you can call me Dr. Karan. So I'm excited. And then I guess the last major update that I can give at this point is, so from this past year, I got engaged. So this happened back in September of this year. And so I'm excited to introduce you all to him. You may get to meet him in a couple episodes. I think I'm still trying to convince him to let me interview him. So we'll see if he gets comfortable with it. But yeah, that's been a snippet of some of the stuff that has happened for me, but some of the major things that have happened that have also provided really good moments in life for me. Thank you so much for coming back, and thank you so much for listening. Please stay tuned in the coming weeks for more episodes. New episodes come out every Friday. You can find it at anchor.fm/Karanical or anywhere else you get your podcasts. You can also find me on social media. These will all be linked to my business social medias, so you can reach out to me there. So on Instagram, it's Let's Talk 412. On Facebook, it's Talk Solutions LLC 412. Twitter is also Let's Talk LLC 412. And I'm also on TikTok, Let's Talk Solutions LLC. You can also check out my website for my private practice, and that is letstalksolutions.org. I worked really hard on that, so just check it out. And I also do a monthly newsletter. So if you want to stay up to date with different things and see what's going on with my practice, check out the sign up for the newsletter. But in the meantime, you can check out the old episodes on Anchor or wherever you listen to your podcast. And so I want to thank you again for listening. And until next time.